Good morning and welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue. Happy New Year. This is my first show since 2022 began. And I hope you all had lovely holidays and were able to celebrate as best you can, despite this COVID surge that's happening right now, where this new variant is very transmissible and contagious. And I know a lot of people who have it right now, and I'm wishing you all a speedy recovery. So I've had this idea in the back of my head for a while about doing a show about women in rockabilly, which is a genre I like, but I don't know a lot about. So I started going down a little bit of a rabbit hole trying to learn more. And I think what you're going to get out of today's show is a little bit of what I've learned so far, which isn't a lot. But I started by watching this great documentary. It was on YouTube. It still is. It's called Women of Rockabilly, Welcome to the Club. And it traces many of the performers that popularized rockabilly going back all the way to the 50s, where rockabilly is sort of, it's a derivative of rock and roll meets country. And I guess back in the day, people called country music hillbilly music, which some people did not take kindly to. So hence, when rock and roll started to mesh with country music, it became known as rockabilly. So I started with that documentary, and that sent me on a search for a whole bunch of artists. And in that documentary, two authors of a book were mentioned and interviewed. And so I went and I bought the book. The book is called Finding Her Voice, Women in Country Music, 1800 to 2000. So I ordered this book. A couple days later, it comes. It probably weighs 10 or 15 pounds. It's like an encyclopedia. And I've read about 10 pages and I'm already sort of obsessed. So I started in the middle at the rockabilly chapter so that I could get some information for this show. So I'm hoping to share a little bit of that history with you. So playing both current artists and modern artists playing rockabilly, but also exploring a little bit of the predecessors and the precursors to rockabilly, artists that I really was not aware of and I think have amazing talent and should be surfaced. So that's what today's show is all about. If you don't know a lot about rockabilly, it's okay. You may know a smidge more by the time 1 o'clock rolls around. But for now, sit back, relax, and let's explore a little bit of rockabilly. Let's start. We started with Katie Lang, and that was Pay Dirt. And that is from an album called, I already put it away, it is called Angel with a Lariat. And I believe it came out in 1986. And Katie Lang and the Reclines, one of Katie's early albums, and earlier in her career, she did do a lot of rockabilly. And that was probably my first introduction to that type of sound. So we started the show with Katie Lang. Now we're going to hear a few more modern artists, and then we're going to dig back and go back to those founding mothers of women in rockabilly here on Something About the Women.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
All right, wrapping up our first full set of modern day rockabilly. All right, that was Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis. I love them. They are three siblings from England, and this is from what I believe is their debut album, simply titled Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, and it came out in 2009, and they're sort of old school. They use acoustic instruments, and they, I think they use sort of analog recording equipment, so they have their own studio, so very cool stuff. And we heard Mean Son of a Gun. And before that, Michelle Schacht from her great album from 1989, Captain Swing. We heard Don't You Mess Around With My Little Sister. And that's got kind of a Beatles vibe, kind of a boogie-woogie kind of feeling. Always loved that song from Captain Swing. Before that, Ariel Dumbassel and the Hillbilly Moon Explosion. I hope I pronounced her name correctly. It's spelled Dombasle. And that is from the 2015 album French Kiss. We heard the song Chick Habit. Before that, Rosie Flores. It came from Memphis. That's from 1999's Dance Hall Dreams. And we started the set with Imelda May doing Johnny Got a Boom Boom from her 2009 album Love Tattoo. So we are just sort of getting the tip of the iceberg of some of this rockabilly stuff. I've fallen down the rabbit hole. This might be the year of rockabilly when I host something about the women this year. We'll have to see how that goes. But that is, that's where my head is at. I think it's because I've been getting more and more interested in country music and Americana, and I've always been, you know, interested in rock and roll and blues. And so all that stuff is kind of melding together, and I'm getting very interested in the history and how that all came to be. So that's why I'm going down this path today. Let's keep it going. Here is something from a band called Devil Doll, who I had never heard of before. The singer is Colleen Duffy, and you're hearing it right here on Something About the Women.
She was drinking whiskey sours in the bar, and the way she tossed me back, I nearly had a heart attack. 'Cause as it is, I let her drive my car. We were galloping through the burrows like a pair of horny thoroughbreds until I said, stop the car, Doreen, and you can roll your eyes tonight. But I swear that I saw God in the moonlight on a side street in a wreckage we call Queens. And I'm sleeping on the floor, and the guy who plays banjo keeps on passing me the old crow. It multiplies my sorrow. I can't take it anymore. We'll be right back.
She was minute. Don't look back. You got the itchy, twitchy feeling.
Itchy, twitchy feeling.
Start rocking and a reeling.
Rocking and a reeling.
Chin rhymes and legs are flapping like a hound dog. Mouth a yapping. You're
rocking and a rolling.
Don't understand it, but it sure feels nice. Thought you might try, but once or twice. You started with the dance they call the stroll, but you felt much better doing rock and roll. You get the
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
All right, social distancing, you got to do it, because this virus seems to have every possible way of getting up your nose and down your throat, and you don't want to get sick. So please, 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 please be safe out there, which is why I record my shows from home these days and for like the last 2 years. But I've actually gotten quite used to it, with the exception of today, which is actually Friday, the day before you're hearing this. And it snowed, and I keep having to pause while my next-door neighbor runs the snowblower right outside the window of my studio here. So I apologize if you hear some background noise. That is just our snow day in progress. All right, let's tell you what we heard in that set. We heard Itchy Twitchy Feeling. If you have one, you might want to see your doctor. But Patsy Miller and the Tail Shakers had it on their 2012 release, Come On. Oh, I'm sorry. Come On, Roll. That's an interesting name for an album. Pat C. Miller, and she spells it Pat C. like the letter C, but all smushed together. And I'm guessing maybe she's a fan of Patsy Cline. Before that, Kim Lenz and her Jaguars, a band that I was not familiar with, but they are one of the best rockabilly bands I've found in this week-long exploration of rockabilly. Yes, I still have miles and miles to go before I really consume all of it, but we heard Kim Lenz and her Jaguars doing 10 Cats Down. And if I'm not mistaken, that song was popularized by another early rockabilly foremother. And I'm going to try to get to the bottom of that puzzle, and I'll let you know. Before that, Emmylou and the Rhythm Boys did Can't Get It Out of My Mind from Bip Bop Boom from 2014. We heard Cheryl Tess and her Rhythm Sparks. So we got Emmylou and the Rhythm Boys, Cheryl Tess and her Rhythm Sparks. They did Mac Attack. And that makes me want to go have some McDonald's, but not really. And we started the set with Devil Doll. The singer there is Doreen. I'm sorry, the song is Doreen. The singer is Colleen Duffy. And that's from the 2007 album, The Return of Eve. Check out Devil Doll. Really, really good stuff. Really enjoying it. So I'm learning lots of new artists that I was not familiar with before, and I hope you are too. In fact, if you ever have questions about what you hear on the show, we don't tell you enough about where our set lists are posted. We log everything in spinitron.com. That's S-P-I-N-I-T-R-O-N, spinitron.com. And if you search for WMFO, which is the name of our illustrious radio station, and then you can find shows by date, and all the songs are there. I try to put as much information as I can so that you can go and track down this music as well. So by all means, avail yourself of spinitron.com to find our set lists. I believe they're also linked from the schedule page on WMFO.org, where you can also hear archives going back the last couple weeks. And I apologize, the snowblower is at it again, which is a good reason for me to go back to more music here on Something About the Women.
But he's a real sharpshooter. I don't believe he's got an arrow and bow. People all think he just couldn't be cute, but I saw him down at the gun show. He appeared to be about 2 years of age, a really freaky thing to see. He was bragging about his sawed-off six-gauge hitting right up his tattered sleeve. I asked him if the gun had a sight. How can you hit your mark that way, little Cupid? He just laughed outright. He said, I don't take aim, I just bang, bang, bang. I don't take aim, I just bang, bang, bang. Ooh. He fired off a few hot rounds right into the sorry crowd. No blood, no gore, no one hit the ground. They all just fell in love. Whoever they happen to be around, it's funny until it happens to you. Be sure you stay well out of his way. Love is careless, random, and cruel. He don't take aim, he don't take aim, he just bang, bang, bang. He don't take aim, he just bang, bang, bang. He don't take aim, he just bang, bang, bang.
You really turn me on. That's why I want you so bad when you're gone. Come on, and take me home. Please stay with me and don't you leave me alone. You drive me wild, yeah, yeah. You know you do. You know what you do.
like an oven. My head is all filled with crazy thoughts. Love like this can't be bought. You drive me wild. Yeah, yeah. You know you do. Oh, you drive me wild. Oh, yeah. You know that you do.
Baby, we're running out of time. cause this car rocks. Burning rubber, faster than speed of light. Tweedly, tweedly, 59 Tweedly D. Won't you come along and ride with me? Tweedly, tweedly, 59 Tweedly Dumb. Why don't you climb inside and hear my engine run? Oh, let's fly.
All right, wrapping up another set there with another cut from Rosie Flores. That was 59 Tweedledee from her album Dance Hall Dreams. Came out in 1999 on New Rounder. Before that, the Rhythm Shakers. A lot of bands with the word rhythm in their name in this rockabilly genre. The Rhythm Shakers did Running Out of Time. That's from their 2009 album Flipsville. And Kim Lenz and her Jaguars, we heard them earlier, but they're so good I played another. We heard Saturday Jump. That song just sounds like it, you know, she could have recorded it, you know, in the late 50s. That is from the 1998 Shout. We heard Wanda Jackson. Now, Wanda Jackson is commonly known as the Queen of Rockabilly, and we're going to talk about her early work coming up in this next hour. But she just put out an album last year called Encore. She's still at it. She's in her 80s. We heard the song called You Drive Me Wild and came out last year, and Wanda Jackson's still at it, although she has said that this is going to be her last album. So I encourage you to get it, though. It's very good. Joan Jett helped her produce it. It's really something special. And we started the set with Elin Jewell doing Bang Bang Bang. That's sort of a classic rockabilly song. And that is from her 2011 album, Queen of the Minor Key. That brings us to about 4 minutes ahead of noontime here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name is Sue. So happy to be here with you in the virtual squeaky chair for Something About the Women this week. And as always, we are here from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday. So join us, my cohorts, Jane and Kirsten. We rotate through, so about every third week you'll hear us. And we all come to music with similar but also different perspectives. So you'll hear all different kinds of music when you hear the various DJs here on Something About the Women. All right, I told you we were going to talk about the history and the early pioneers, either the precursors or the you know, the founders of women in rockabilly. So I saw some references to two artists and I went digging. I couldn't find a lot of their actual rockabilly music. And for one of them, I couldn't even find any information. Like, she doesn't have an entry on Wikipedia. Her name is Bunny Paul. So I'm going to play some Bunny Paul and I'm going to keep digging and try to find more out more about her. And then we're also going to hear from an artist who's widely sort of seen as the precursor to rockabilly. Her name is Charlene Arthur. She was figured prominently in the documentary I talked about earlier called Welcome to the Club. So we're going to hear those two artists in this set, and then we're going to continue with some more artists from the early days of women in rockabilly. You're tuned to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and this is Something About the Women.
One for the money, two for the show. So you ran away from me. Now what you gonna do when your lover's gone away? I said, what you gonna do when your lover's gone away? I told you, pretty baby, every dog has his day. You wouldn't treat me right. Now what you gonna do when your lover's gone away? I said, what you gonna do when your lover's gone away? I told you, pretty baby, every dog has his day. Now one and one is two, two and two is four. Wave to me, baby, when I'm walking out the door. Well, what you gonna do